Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Every time he takes the field, he's going to bring that big penis energy. He's going to bring that big penis energy. He's going to bring that big penis energy.
Woody, you're a bad man. I always tell you, man, to start the 9 o'clock hour.
I was just Desmond Howard talking about Michael Penix.
I know,
don't,
man.
Don't look too far into that,
you're
bro.
You're having a little fun.
Don't look too
kinda
far into
it. Kind of matched it up. You've been waiting for that one where you could play it.
I was.
You've had that one all set up to find out where he was going to end up going in the draft.
Michael Penix, by the way. We wait patiently, and then we pounce.
So you,
what an insane, insane pick, the more you think about it, what the Falcons did. Good God.
Well, what are they thinking? Hey, what's going to be the big story today? Well, that's an easy one. Probably starts in Atlanta with the Falcons.
They got Kirk Cousins' contract up on the screen, Joe. 4 years, $180 and $100 guaranteed.
Yeah, they're saying $100 next 2 years, by the way. Big money.
God. What did
and
they do?
And then they're saying, so it's like, hey, Kirk, by the way, basically – you're going to be the starting quarterback only 2 years because that's when you get your guaranteed money, and then we're going to turn it over to Michael Penix. And I'm sure Kirk Cousins is like, well, what the hell? What if I play really well the 2 years? I'm still under contract. And they're going, nah, you're
– they didn't even tell him, which is the funniest part. They didn't even give him a heads up.
I thought they called him right before they made the pick.
They called him while they were on the clock. That's not exactly giving – I mean, yeah, he didn't read about it on Twitter.
Oh, what's he supposed to tell him, like, hey –
well, you can call him up and say, hey, listen, you know, you're coming off an injury, so you're injury prone. We don't think you can play at a very high level, most likely, so we're going to draft this guy.
Well, I can tell you, the owner was there for everything.
Yeah, he was.
And there is no way. There is no way.
He said he made the pick.
Not one team in the NFL could spend that much money on Kirk Cousins and knowing what you got to pay Michael Penix and a signing bonus and to take another quarterback and not have to sign off from the owner. Every owner, even the owners that seem like they've got a lot of other things going on and we never hear about, which is very few, this guy is right there, and he wanted to know. There was no way we're like, hey, surprise, we got you, huh? You didn't see that one coming. They're in on all those. When you start talking about the amount of money they're paying Kirk Cousins, and the money you pay your first-round picks, that signing bonus is a big, fat check before they ever step on the field once those contracts are done, and they're pretty much all done ahead of time. So
it's a good question for Florio, by the way. What happens if, like, Arthur Blank, the owner, goes in there and says, you need to take this guy?
Well, first of all, they go,
hey, we have a bunch of different needs. We have terrible wide receivers for our new quarterback. Like, we have other needs here. He goes, no, I want this guy.
So I'm going to tell you something that a lot of people are going to disagree with me, but I think there's only one owner that tells guys you have to take a player. Now, I think they could recommend it like, hey, I met that whole situation in Carolina, but outside of that, I think it's just Jerry Jones, who openly
know,
is
man.
The president, the GM. He's got every title possible. Owner.
The owner's in the war room. First of all, he probably shouldn't even be in the war room.
Yeah, but they're all in there. Robert Kraft was in there last night.
Does Ross sit in there?
I don't think so, right? I didn't see him last night.
Yeah. Like,
the last guy we saw was Dan Marino.
I don't think the owner should be in there because, like,
Marino,
you know,
gets to go to those things.
If Arthur Blank is like, hey, this is who I want. You work for me. and you're making this pick, like, what can the GM do at that point?
Woody, first of all, you better be heavily involved. Now, do you say Arthur Blank goes, are we sure we want to do this? We're paying that Kirk Cousins a lot of money. Is there something else? Because I want to win right now. And they're going, no, this guy's a franchise quarterback, and we didn't realize he was going to be there at 8. You don't think they do that dumb line on him? Maybe.
I don't. It is a weird one.
I don't
man.
Disagree. Like, hey, you're the 8th overall pick, but you're going to sit the next couple years. But who knows? By the way, he could get hurt. You could be playing, Kurt. Kurt could be down, and Michael, you could be playing before that.
By the way, Michael Penix has quite the injury history himself.
Well, Kirk Cousins coming off an Achilles. You know, and again, he's not a 20-year-old coming off an Achilles. He's a 35-year-old coming off the Achilles. I don't know.
Someone said Ross was in there. He talked to Chop on the phone.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He was the only guy I saw the hugging taking place, and I didn't see.
Well, it's possible he doesn't sit up in the front directly next to the GM like the guy from in Atlanta.
Yeah.
They have video of those two talking right after they called in the pick. It is a bizarre clip.
Listen, we've got a lot of stuff. And by the way, we want to thank everybody out there for all the text messages that either love the Miami Dolphins first pick or hate it or somewhere in between or let it play out. We appreciate all of it. And we've still got a lot of stuff coming up in the show because when we come back, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk will join us. But before we get to that, I got to take a second here this morning to tell you about Chapman Partnership, man. If you're feeling like giving and you want to get involved with an organization that does great work, Chapman Partnership's really hard to beat. Helping the homeless, I'll just get right to that. And it's not, you know, where you think, you know, it's a shower and a bed for a nap and a bite to eat and then go back out on the streets. No, it's not about that, man. It's about total rehabilitation with the services that they have over there, and the career programs, and all the things to help them. Mental illness is a big problem. We have doctors that donate their time to Chapman Partnership to come in, get guys on and families on the proper meds to get them back out. You know, the goal is, you know, apartment, a job, and getting everybody within 3 to 4 months back out on their own again, you know, and they're doing great work. You know, it's not 100%, but they are really helping the homeless. And here's where you can help with us if you're interested. First of all, I got to tell you, they take care of and serve meals to 800 men, women, and children at their Miami and Homestead Center. There are more than 800,000 meals annually and close to $1 million in operating costs. So if you can, join me here at WQAM in April to show support for one of my favorite charities, really making a difference in our community. Let's help support families at Chapman and help these families get a second chance. That's what it's all about, man. You can feel good. Well, you want to get involved, give money, or come down and serve. They have so many different ways for you to get involved. Sponsor a meal, sign up, serve. Now more than ever, we need your help. Go to chapmanpartnership.org/sponsor a meal. chapmanpartnership.org/sponsor a meal. Thank you on behalf of Chapmanship Village.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. It's Friday. It's 9 o'clock hour. That means it's time for Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Mike, good morning. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you guys?
Man, we're doing great. We're doing great, but I got to tell you, the reaction from a lot of people, record amount of text messages coming in this morning, really negative on Chop Robinson, the Penn State pass rusher that the Miami Dolphins drafted with the 21st pick, not because of his athletic ability, but because of his production at Penn State, really down on the pick today. Because a lot of it was on potential, and he's an athletic freak from Penn State. So I always wonder, Mike, I know everybody's looking for upside on a player, but you like to see production at the same time. What would you say about that pick from the Dolphins? I know we don't know yet for sure.
At the end of the day, I defer to the experts who devote their lives, literally, in the weeks prior to the draft, coming up with their boards, making their assessments, making their conclusions, comparing players to players. And we know sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it's on the player when it doesn't work. Sometimes it's on the team when it doesn't work. But all these guys deserve an opportunity to come in and show what they can do. And we'll see. We'll see. That's why I never do draft grades. We don't know what these guys are going to do.
Point. Yep.
They saw something in Chop Robinson that they liked. They saw something that caused them to take him when there were other guys they could have taken. That's what they decided to do. And, you know, these guys are accountable with their jobs for these decisions. So we'll see. We'll see if they're right. We'll see if they're wrong. The problem is it takes a couple of years to get to that point. And people have said to me, why don't you do draft grades 3 years after? Because nobody cares by then. We're all about looking forward. We're not about looking backward. And the reality is 3 years from now, if we're having this conversation the day after the draft, Chop Robinson is the last name that's going to come up.
Yeah. Hey Mike, I know you guys have spent a lot of time talking about this whole quarterback thing. I got to tell you, and I've listened to it, and I understand the importance of the quarterback in the NFL, and everybody's looking for the next franchise quarterback, but six guys going in the first 12 picks, including this situation in Atlanta, is a really strange one. Michael Penix, for me, I can't speak for you. Kirk Cousins got $100 million guaranteed the next 2 years. What was your take on taking a guy eighth overall and what they just did in free agency?
Well, they did work him out before the draft, and they did bring him in. It wasn't a complete and total bolt from the blue. His agent, Cousins' agent, acts like no one had any idea that this was going to happen. That's just incorrect. We talked about it on our show yesterday morning, that would be the spot where it could happen, and it would be a stunner because of what they did with Cousins. They're basically treating Cousins like Alex Smith in Kansas City, but Cousins has never even played for the Falcons. That's what's weird about it. Like, I can understand why the Chiefs got exasperated. This guy's been our starter for 5 or 6 years, and we've never gotten very deep into the playoffs, and he may be the reason why we can't compete for a Super Bowl championship, so we need to go get a better quarterback, and it worked. But he at least had a chance to play for the Chiefs and not get to the Super Bowl. This is an indictment of Cousins before he's ever even taken a snap with the Falcons. This is a recognition by the Falcons that this guy has a limit to where he can take us. And if we're going to get next level, we're going to do it with the next guy. Why else would you invest a top 10 pick on a guy who isn't going to do anything to help Cousins get to a Super Bowl and win it?
Yeah.
That's the main reason why Cousins should be upset about this. You could have used that pick on any player other than a quarterback, and it would have helped the Falcons in 2024 and 2025 get to where I'm trying to take them. It's just, and I use the, and it's a fitting analogy because it happened with a Braves player. When Deion Sanders was dumping ice water on Tim McCarver, that's what the Falcons did last night to Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
The honeymoon ended abruptly, and now it's weird. And now Penix is going to be there. And in a roundabout way, Joe, put a little red-hot poker on the rear end of Kirk Cousins, the guy that likes to take Tuesdays off during football season. You think he's going to take Tuesdays off if Penix is in the building? Hell no. Cousins has never had this threat, this guy behind him who's got the potential to jump him. It's going to make Cousins react, and we'll see how he reacts.
Well, let's just go the fan base, too. Kirk Cousins has a bad game or a bad half a game, and I can hear it, man. I can hear that crowd at Atlanta Falcons home game about wanting to see their first-round pick play because he – he did something special in the preseason, and they're ready to see him, see the whole thing. So, yeah, there's a lot of craziness to it. I got to ask you about Bo Nix to Denver at 12. I apparently a lot of people saw that as a perfect or a natural fit. I did not. I didn't think there's a chance he going to first half of the draft.
Well, I think the fit was with the Broncos, and there was some thought the Broncos would maybe play around a little bit, trade down, get him later, or use the pick at number 12 on another position and trade back into round one to get Nix and stop his slide. But, you know, if this is the guy you want, don't get cute. The Ravens got cute in 2018, and they got lucky. They took Hayden Hurst the middle of round one. When the owner was saying, take Lamar Jackson, and I'm like, be patient, we'll get Lamar Jackson, and they did. That could have blown up on them. Now we never would have known because they wouldn't have come out and said, boy, we really wanted to take Lamar Jackson, and damn, somebody jumped us. But that's the risk you're taking if you're the Broncos. And Sean Payton got jumped by the Chiefs for Patrick Mahomes in 2017. So I don't think he was going to run the risk of saying, you know what, we'll trade down to 22, and we'll wait it out for the next hour or two to see if Nix is there when it's time for us to pick. That's the guy he wanted. That's the guy who comes in and potentially plays right away. That's his Drew Brees for however long he's in Denver. And in hindsight, it makes sense, because if you trade down, you really are taking a very real risk that you're going to get jumped. And, you know, nobody really knew that the Ravens wanted Lamar Jackson in 2018. They had Joe Flacco. Everybody knew that the Broncos were looking at Nick. So if the Broncos had traded down and somebody had jumped them, it would have been obvious that they blew it.
Hey, Mike, kind of a weird one last night. By the way, I love the open of Detroit, and they're back, and they have their Hall of Famers, Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson up there, and M&M's hanging with the ads and the commercials.
Human shields to keep from booing the commissioner, all human shields.
Right, no question. So I want to get to that. So he still comes up by himself. To start it with a big smile, he gets booed. He looked like he was a little pissed off that usually laughs with her and goes, come on, give me your best. But he seemed a little like, oh, now I've had enough of this. Did you see the look on his face when they were booing him when he was by himself after everybody had come up to say something about starting a draft?
He flashes that look from time to time. His eyes get a little squinty, you know. And if you talk to people from the league office about it, they're exasperated and they're confused by this because, first of all those people that boo him, if they were with him face to face, they'd want to take selfies and get his autograph.
Right.
And secondly, the whole reason that draft was in Detroit last night was him. Now, it wasn't some grand strategic plan. What happened was Radio City Music Hall was booked for the dates in 2015 that they were looking at to do the draft. And they said, screw it, we'll just go to Chicago. And that's how it kind of accidentally became this roadshow that's gotten more and more popular. But yeah, I think there's only so much of it you can take. We're all human. And I don't care how many millions you're making. And I don't care how much of a sport it's become to boo the commissioner at every turn. At a point, you've just had enough. You understand that's the role you play. You're the bad guy. You're the pin cushion. But sometimes it's like, damn it, can I just get a break tonight? I just had back surgery 3 weeks ago. Can you go easy on me, please?
Yeah. Well, and then I got to ask you the other part. I'm watching on TV last night. I was like, holy, I thought it was 100,000. They're saying a couple 100,000 people at that draft party. That's the biggest crowd I've ever seen watching my TV. What'd you think of that?
They're saying 275, and police estimated as many as 400,000.
Wow.
At first, they were saying 150. I mean, regardless, it really was a huge crowd. Now, it started to thin out. It was a little bit cold. And, you know, I'm the guy that worries about everything, and I think it's because I practiced law for so long. And when you litigate, you are always dealing with worst-case scenarios that no one envisioned that happened. But, man, one of these years they're going to do this thing outdoors and there's going to be a severe thunderstorm. There's going to be a tornado warning. There's going to be something. I mean, they've rolled the dice 10 times now, and they're 10 out of 10 with good weather. But one of these nights, man, I mean, that first picture I saw that Brian McCarthy from the league office posted, it was jarring to see that many people crammed into that space, and they eventually had to cut off access. However many it was enough that you look at it and you're reminded – yeah. This thing that has nothing to do with games, completely divorced from the playing season, all about plausible hope and getting people excited about the season that is still months away. It is a big, big deal.
Yeah, no question about it. And by the way, before the draft started, a little something happens. A.J. Brown gets this huge friggin' contract. I was actually surprised. He didn't look like the happiest camper, especially when that thing they were losing, and he was kind of wondering. He wasn't as involved. And were you surprised the size of that contract, considering they just gave Devontae Smith a big contract too?
Well, it's a three-year extension on the back end of a deal that had 3 years left on it. I'm going to be getting the full breakdown here later this morning, and I'll post it at PFT. The thing about these deals, especially the receiver deals, there's a lot of fugazi stuff in there. Tyreek Hill, for example, everybody says $30 million a year, $30 million a year. The back end of his contract has a $45 million phony salary that he's never going to get paid that drove the average up to 30. So there's a lot of that fluff in these deals. So it's $32 million per year in new money average for A.J. Brown. But I like to look at what the deal is worth at the moment it's signed. Yeah. They talk about extensions. There is no such thing as an extension. A new contract isn't stapled onto the back end of the existing contract. They take the existing contract, they shred it, and they replace it with a new contract. So if you got 3 years left and you do a three-year extension, the truth is you did a new six-year contract. And I'll get all the details of this six-year contract, but here's the bottom line for the Eagles. They don't screw around. They don't play games. They're not cheap with their players. They are proactive. And you look at the Cowboys, who are trapped, who are paralyzed by what I've called a combination of cheapness, short-sightedness, and they're not as smart as they think they are. They've got guys who need to get paid, and what, it's going to get cheaper? It never gets cheaper.
Nope.
Do it now because it never gets cheaper. I mean, and that applies to everyone. And Tua Tagovailoa, you think it's going to get cheaper or more expensive to sign him after this year? Unless he has a disastrous season, it's not going to get cheaper. And do you really want to make that bet? Like, we're not going to pay this guy because we think he's going to be better. We're going to bet on him being a regression of what he was last year, so we won't have to pay as much. I mean, it's a dangerous game to play because in most cases, it always gets more expensive. It's better to just do the deal now.
Hey, Mike, we were talking about this morning, and I'll leave you with this one. So, you know, all the general managers, and we listened to Chris Greer last night, and all the other, you know, general managers talk to local media after they make the pick at the end of the night. And it's always like, yeah, we pretty much got our guy. Everything kind of went. We're never going to have anybody go, you know what, the four guys we really like go like six picks in front of us. I mean, it's just, we were kind of bummed out. So we had to go to our second group. Right. Everybody makes it sound like it's a home run.
Keep the cards close to the vest so you can say, whenever it's all said and done, we got exactly who we wanted. And it's even better if you trade down a little bit and you can say, we traded down and we still got the guy we wanted. And there's an element of salesmanship to it. And it feeds into the overall psychology of the draft. Every fan of every team is thinking that this is going to be some magnificent haul of players that is going to make the team dramatically better. We started off talking about the criticism of Chop Robinson, the decision to pick him. Like, everybody is scrutinizing these picks. Is this going to make us better? Is it going to make us worse? You want to come out of this feeling like whatever pieces you need, you got, and now this year is going to be the year.
Yeah, this draft's incredible. What it's turned into in the offseason, I guess, Mike, we'll know more about the numbers. And I'm always curious because you guys are such a big – part of the NFL world and the fan base now looks to Pro Football Talk. How much has this spike for you during the draft?
Well, you know, we get more after the draft because during the draft, everybody's caught up in the coverage. And because it happens at night, and there really wasn't a lot of big news yesterday leading into the draft. It was a lot of sitting and waiting. Remember a couple of years ago when all of a sudden the crap hit the fan between the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, like the day before the draft or the day of the draft, and that drove the news. There really wasn't anything yesterday that kind of caught fire. So it was, let's see how this plays out. Let's see how the picks go. And I guarantee you today, our top stories are going to be anything and everything I write about this laboratory experiment the Falcons have engaged in. It's either going to make them look like geniuses or it's going to blow up in their faces. All these angles and all these different ways to look at the Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix thing. That's going to drive discussion. The quarterback picks. I mean, so I think today's going to be a huge day leading into tonight. We got two more rounds tonight and then tomorrow. God love anybody that can watch the coverage all the way through the end of round seven. I love football as much as anyone, but let's be realistic. Most of these guys that get taken round five, six, seven tomorrow, they're going to be special teamers. Yeah. We're never going to hear about them. And if we do, we're not going to say, oh, I remember when he was drafted 237th overall. We're just going to say, here's a guy who's playing football and he's doing pretty well.
Hey, Mike, I lied to you. I got to ask you this because Arthur Blank's name came up. There's no way they make that deal. Arthur Blank's in on everything. They don't ambush the owner when you're talking about the amount of money on a signing bonus for a first-round pick as well as the money he's given his veteran quarterback, right?
There is no way that any owner is not aware of and completely on board with a first-round pick. And the higher the pick, the more likely it is that the owner knows exactly what's happening. That's been one of the recurring themes lately on our show, PFT Live, just understanding how involved owners are, and they don't want to be. We mentioned the commissioner. He's the highest paid pincushion in the world because he's taken the heat collectively for all the unpopular things the owners do. Individually with each team, the owner is the person who is ultimately stirring the pot and directing things. And you blame it on the coach and the GM if it doesn't work out. But there's no way Arthur Blank – if you make that pick without telling Arthur Blank, you may as well just go ahead and fill out your own pink slip.
Mike, thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
See you, pal.
Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Yeah, man, there's no way. Talk about that amount of money you got to pay both your veteran quarterback and guaranteed money as well as – a first-round pick that gets a big, fat signing bonus, that's just not going to happen. Hey, by the way, we're not done, man. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. Ross Tucker is going to join us. Joined us early this morning to talk a little bit about the Miami Dolphins' first-round pick. He's very familiar with them and knows them really well. We'll get his take if you missed it earlier this morning. It's great stuff. That's coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.